the Philippines, you say that you know, the American TV programs.
It's everywhere.
Everywhere, right? Yeah. So that's why you know, even you don't go to school yet, you can hear it from TV all the time, right? Mm-hmm. In Japan, it's so hardly to.
Let me give you an interesting story. I didn't know this until I started Twitter. I started Twitter and I started following some of these people that I know are very famous, and they're like philosophers and famous scientists. And one very famous scientist that I follow on Twitter, his name is Richard Dawkins, Professor Richard Dawkins. And he, even though he's like 75, I don't know if that's his age, but he's like in his 70s. Mm-hmm. He's 75. He decided to start studying French and German. I thought, wow, that's so cool. You know, that's a really smart guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he realized that what is one of the problems about British programming is that British programming is so much like NHK and Japanese mass media. If there's an American guy speaking, what they will do is they will let him speak, but then the translator starts talking on top of him. So his voice goes out. You'll never hear English. You'll never see English at the bottom. You just hear translations.
Okay.
And he said, this is so stupid. Why does the BBC? This is the BBC. So I don't think it's just a uniquely stupid Japanese idea. It's what happens when education doesn't see the value in being international and challenging people to see other cultures and adapting to them. If you're thinking that other cultures have to adapt to me, then you'll end up with the same sort of thinking that old Japanese systems like NHK or Fuji TV or anything like that, or like the British system, the BBC. And it also happens in America. America itself doesn't have a lot of foreign language programming.
Oh, really?
Well, not on local TV. If you wanted to watch French movies, there's always Netflix. But before Netflix, you could go and rent them, but they wouldn't be on TV. And maybe they'd be subtitled, but they wouldn't even come out at all in the first place. And Canada was better. Because we have the two languages, English and French, so we always tried to accommodate that. Even now, most Americans I know are basically all unilingual. They only know English.
Oh, I see.
They have a very similar attitude. It's just old thinking. It's not specifically Japanese.
I see. That's why I think, you know, we call the like a kakyo. Kakyo means the Chinese went to somewhere, you know, outside of China. And then they have a nice business in the
other country.
Yeah, other countries. So they always having like a very, you know, new like informations, because they are like checking like a different countries' information all the time
and bringing it back to China.
I think so. For example, some of my friends in United States, they always watching like both of like news. They have like Chinese like news. How to say the Phoenix TV program.
Okay.
Program is a very popular in China, and then they're watching like a local United States news program, and they just compare, and then they just find out the real situation all the time. So for Japanese, they're really like poor informations.
Yeah. That's why I stopped watching Japanese news.